is Geeks out on Joy 94.9.
Oh, Berlin.
Okay, we are now settling in to watch Dawn of the Dead, the remake by Zack Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hear this is the scary one.
I think it's more scary just because it's got more modern special effects, I think.
So. All right. Well, this is Zack Snyder when he was still good.
Yeah, maybe the only time.
Oh, looks like they're jumping right into it.
Mm-hmm. There's no sort of external setup.
I mean, come on, human bites are really deadly.
It's like being bit by it.
Yeah. Oh no, there's a young girl. She's gonna be the creepy zombie child.
I'll spoil it for you. Anyone's watched a horror movie?
This is The Dawn. Ooh. Yep, kids infected right off.
Mm-hmm. It's always the kids.
What's that?
It's always the kids.
Oh yeah. Ow! Oh! Oh! Oh, those aren't shuffling zombies.
No, that's what kind of makes this one scary.
Even if you're driving through a zombie apocalypse, you should still indicate, because the zombies aren't going to know what it means.
Mm-hmm. But the drivers might.
The drivers might.
Also lock your doors.
Oh, so it's right into it. I love that. Well, I'm curious as to how the zombie infection reached everyone at once.
I don't have it. It's not answered.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Pigeon.
Don't let Robin hear you say that.
Okay.
James Gunn read this.
Oh, yeah.
I would feel safe with being Rain.
Yeah.
Just... Oh, that's right, because they hold up in the mall and... Like, is it just this one, or...?
Both. So, the original Dawn of the Dead, they also kind of hang out in the mall.
But the original Dawn of the Dead, that's the Romero one?
Yes.
Welcome to the chopping mall. The pregnant woman's infected! They know bites!
They don't know.
Of course there's one of the infected among them, and they don't know, and they don't tell everyone. They can go, like, in a... Oh, hey, casually, guys, before I got here, I got bit by one of them. But I was also bitten by a vampire and scratched by a werewolf. Think that means anything?
They might cancel each other out.
The whole point of zombie films is that the horrific element isn't the zombie, it's the people, right? Mm. How people quickly turn to animals when everything falls apart.
Absolutely.
It's Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, with zombies.
Televangelists at the end. Mm-hmm. We got what we prayed for.
That quote is also from the original.
When hell is full, the dead will walk the earth.
Mm-hmm. When there is no more room in hell, the dead shall walk the earth.
Was it that line from The Tempest is like, hell is empty and all the devils are here?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Oh, he just dropped a homophobic slur. Let's hope that he dies next to me.
Well,
they really do need more shops with roller doors. Oh, she's not going to make it. Ah, oh, she's oven bitten. Oh my god.
At the very least, she's clearly septic.
Please don't tell me the baby bursts out and is undead, because that would just be some Twilight level shit.
Well, or Ridley Scott.
Oh, this is going to be messed up. I can tell this is going to be messed up. Oh, it's not going to be alright. Why are you an idiot? Oh my god.
I always think shotguns are the worst choice. You gotta reload.
Yeah. Something's been down here. A demon baby, maybe?
Which is conveniently born. But...
Oh, no. What? No. 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 That's a good way to immolate yourself. You know what you get when you have zombies on fire? Fucking zombies on fire.
Running zombies on fire.
Running zombies on fire. Yes, the fire will kill them, but not quick enough. Oh, okay, here it comes. Oh, an honest to god zombie. It's gonna bite your head, dude. At least he was smart enough to restrain her.
Mm.
Here it comes. Oh, okay. I wanna look, but I can't look. Oh, you're making me look. Why are you doing that? Oh, no.
That's the point.
I mean, if you think about it, a zombie baby is going to be harmless with that teeth.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They'll gum you to death. You know, I would actually love to see an episode of Pimp My Ride Apocalypse Edition.
Yeah, I think we are.
Obligatory tits at the end, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the moral of the story is that you're not safe anywhere.
No.
Okay. Final thoughts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't... There was only really one part that made me jump, and that was...
A lot of jump scare.
Yeah, and that was when the chainsaw went through Lundy's arm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about zombie films, but that picked up a lot of what I've kind of noticed about them via osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this movie.
Any other thoughts while we're waiting?
I think just that I liked it, and this is a very interesting first Halloween foray. Alright, I am sat in the lovely living room of my co-host, or sometimes co-host, Bailey.
Yeah, thank you. It's a nice living room, isn't it?
It is a very nice living room. Thank you for allowing me to stay in it. tonight's viewing is Insidious.
Insidious.
Which you're hoping will scare the living shit out of me.
Yeah, well, you said that you don't like jump scares, and this movie's just full of them.
Right, so I am screwed.
Yeah, what you're and the best part about this, do you know what a cat scare is in horror?
No, what's a cat scare? Okay,
so there's a creepy noise over, you know, in the next room. You go check it out, but, oh no, it's just a cat. It's something completely innocuous.
Okay.
That doesn't exist in this movie.
So
every single jump scare is legitimately something dangerous.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Okay, well, with that said, let's get into Insidious.
Yep.
I've brought a fresh change of pants. Let's
You're gonna
do
need it.
Let's do it. Oh, Patrick Wilson from The Conjuring.
Yep.
Because James Wan loves him in everything.
Apparently so. Oh, and Lee Whannell is in this as well.
Oh, cool. I've seen Rose Byrne and some delightfully creepy stuff as well, like, so I'm kind of psyched about that. I mean, I'm really getting like some old school film vibes as well, especially like,
yeah,
you know, what seems to be all the credits at the beginning.
Yeah, no, James Wan is very... He's a little bit old school in his just film, like, construction.
Classically minded, one might say.
Mm.
Drinking straight from the faucet. That's how you know he's a man's man.
Oh, I did that too.
Well, that's because you're a them's them.
I don't want to send off the wrong vibes.
Books knocked off the shelf. First creepy thing. Things moving on their own, coming to life on their own.
It's fine, it's an automated house.
So you've compared this to... Poltergeist.
Yes. It's like 60% is like a lot of Poltergeist, mostly in the last half.
Yes, going into the attic, which opened on its own. That's a smart idea.
With only a little lantern and a foam sword.
Well, he's a small child. I guess we can't fault him for, you know...
No, he's wearing a cape. He's a superhero. He's got this.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
If your tiny mother struggled to reach the light switch...
Yep.
Kids, like dogs, are the first one to sense danger. Jesus.
Okay.
Uh-huh, I'm fine.
I told you all the jump scares in this movie were real.
Oh my, a very steampunk. Oh my gosh, that was... I don't think my reactions are very fun because I just kind of freeze up and...
Yeah.
Oh, good. They live in a murder house. I know you're doing an exorcism, but I've got an early shift in the morning. Bad end.
Yep.
All right.
Let's put the light on.
Yeah. Put the light on first. My thoughts on Insidious. Well, I don't need a change of pants, but almost. Almost. Wow, they didn't waste those scares for a moment.
No.
So let's see how I sleep tonight. But otherwise, I think Insidious did the job, and I did pretty well surviving for a horror was. So the third and final film in the Fright Fest that is supposed to scare the living bejesus out of me. We got Robin here.
Yep.
Hi. Who's made the dreaded pick? What have you picked for me today?
So I've picked a movie called Brain Dead, known as Dead Alive in America. Have you heard of this film before?
I have not. Tell me about Brain Dead.
Okay, so Brain Dead is a very early film in the filmography of Peter Jackson, who you might know as the director of the Lord of the Rings films.
Oh dear God. See, I have seen Meet the Feebles, so yes. I know that he can get super gross.
So you know that he got his start in horror and gore and all sorts of icky things.
Oh God.
So Brain Dead is a bit of a cornucopia of everything that you would have seen in his other early films. This is the climax of his sort of gory days.
Oh, dear God. All right, well, without further ado, Brain Dead.
You can already see right off the bat that he is a fan of King Kong.
Oh, yes. Back to Skull Island.
Yep.
New Zealand Zoo official, this monkey is going to New Zealand.
So this is set in New Zealand, I take it?
Yes, it's set in New Zealand in the 1950s. This is our dashing hero of the film.
Dashing indeed. So basically our hero is Buster Keaton.
Yep.
Tell you what, that's bad OH&S jumping off a tram without waiting for it to stop.
It's the 1950s. We great thing about Wellington is you can film it at any point and it will still look like the 1950s.
So like Brisbane.
Yeah. Oh, Mary, look at the cute little monkeys. They're so adorable.
Aww. And maybe feral and monstrous.
No.
So cute and playful.
Aww. It's everyone's favourite Sumatran rat monkey. They play so well with others.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, Jesus! Better machete that arm off, Mum.
No, it's a harmless rat monkey bite. We've all had them.
Oh, yes. Super gluing her skin back on. Jeez. Steak and baked beans. Oh. Oh, God.
Would you like some custard, Mary?
Oh, blood pudding, I guess?
Yep.
Ah! Now, what I want to know is why does he have animal stimulant in his bracelet?
Who knows what his mum was up to? This movie would have done wonders for the New Zealand meat industry. Probably kept a lot of local butchers in good business for a while.
Yep. Oh! Oh, thank God. Oh!
We haven't seen Mother in a while.
Hello, Mother dear.
No, Mother, that's just the Northern Lights.
Good Lord, what is going on in there?
Aurora Borealis.
Dear God in heaven! Oh my stars and goddess! How much corn syrup do you think they needed for this film? Nope, definitely not. Incidentally, this is gonna make great radio. Forget Ash Williams, we got Lionel and the lawnmower. That's what I've been saying, burn the house down! Oh my God, those tits! Oh my God, that's an eatable fantasy taken to its extreme.
Hey Fires, could you give us a bit of a hose down over here?
I've got some bomb on me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just watched Brain Dead, aka Dead Alive. I am definitely not desensitized. I think so far that's been the most successful scare the ever-living out of Miranda movie so far, even though it was equal parts comedy. Although maybe scare's not the right word, maybe just, you know, like...
I think disgust is the right word.
Real in horror and disgust, yeah. Yes. But that a lot of that film is going to stick with me.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. Joy.org.au.